The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
My guys are the most important thing. My family and my players, outside of breathing air, they're the most important thing in my life. That's why I'm still coaching today. They are the air that I breathe.
Said, all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass. No cigarettes, no streets, no lights, no sound. Just the air that I breathe. 1201 Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Here at Northport, YBP going on as we speak. Chris Sale was out there. We'll tell you what else is going on. I believe Darius Vines is out there throwing right now, but maybe I've said too much, Chris.
No. You're fine.
Maybe I've said too much.
Tyler Matzik is supposed to, I think, throw a live BP as well today. You'll hear about his sort of journey to get to the point where he's going to be on the mound right here in Northport throwing live BP today. We'll have that coming up in a couple of seconds, or at least before we get off the air today. I do want to mention one other thing about Patino. I think the thing that you really have to look at, all kidding aside, what did he think he was walking into? What did he think? He coached. There's nothing that's changed at St. John's since he coached in the Big East. There's nothing. They haven't done any refurb. Who did you think the talent was at St. John's? They haven't won. I don't know if I'm right. I'll take a shot. I don't think they've won an NC tournament game since 2001. So what did you think you were going to get? Guys who could move laterally?
I went too far. Speaking of Sean Conway, I criticized him. And to quote the Hollies again, Sean Conway, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
It's just slow.
How a sideline altercation almost wrecked this team's season. That story in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
All right, let's start with Justin Fields on a podcast yesterday. Finally talked about a number of things, including why he unfollowed the Bears on social media.
Why do people take social media so serious? Like, I still mess with the Bears. I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollow the Bears and the NFL, bro. I'm not just trying to have football on my timeline.
Okay.
It's something that I don't want to see in my timeline. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to see no football. And guess
just,
what?
Just get away. Get a little away for a little bit.
It's either keep Fields. We want Fields to the draft Caleb. So it's like, bro, man, I'm tired of hearing the talk. I just want it to be over.
So he wants the ordeal to be over, and he went off of social media to take a break from football in general.
Good. If you want to put it down, put it down. Maybe that's the best thing for you. Maybe your agent is supposed to tell you, hey, look, you kind of have to know if you do anything with your social media, Bears-related, Falcons-related, NFL-related, it's going to be talked about. So why don't we just get off it completely? That would have been the game plan. I'm going to say this. For whatever it is you pay your agent to do, and it's a financial guy probably through the agency, where's the reasonable guy? Where's the guy who works in reason? What are you going to do? Why would you want to do that? So you're going to have to be on a podcast. You're going to have to talk about more stuff of the stuff supposedly you don't want to
talk
about.
Because if you do something like this, somebody's going to notice. I think that a lot of people just assume, I'm not that important. Well, you are.
What is
in some people's eyes anyway.
What's the purpose of unfollowing anybody? I don't even understand the concept of all this. And how did he not know it was going to cause something? Whatever it causes. Oh, you people. Don't you people me. Like, he's talking about me and you.
For that person who said he never followed the Bears, I think that person owes some people an apology.
Might have been.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but I think he had different forms of social media is what that guy was saying. He didn't follow the Bears on one of them. Who cares? I got to sit down on a podcast and talk about what I did. I swiped left or I swiped right. I don't even know how you unfollow somebody. Somebody in his agency. And by the way, you're being looked at now because it's, with all due respect, you're not Matthew Stafford. You haven't won. You're not Pat Mahomes. You haven't won. There's talk about you being traded. Why go through all this?
Here's Justin Fields on his future in Chicago.
Of course, I want to stay. I can't see myself playing in another place. If it was up to me, I would want to stay in Chicago. I love the city's lit. The fans there, they're great. But it's a business. I ain't got no control over it. So whatever happens, happens. I feel like the biggest thing with all this going on right now, I just want it to be over. Just let me know if I'm getting traded. Let me know if I'm staying.
That's reasonable. He's right. He doesn't control it. But the beginning of it, I can't see myself playing anyplace else.
It is a lit town. I do agree with him in that regard. It's one of my favorite cities.
I would ask.
Very much lit.
I would ask, why not? You get your ass kicked. Half the people hate you. Half the people think you're okay. You've had a couple of handful of coaches. What? Why do you want to be in Chicago? You can't picture yourself in where?
I think just in case he stays in Chicago, he's saying the right thing. Now, he wants to stay in Chicago, but what about coming back home and playing for the Falcons?
Atlanta would be tough. I think they got a lot of playmakers on the team. Of course, Bijan. They got my boy Kyle, and then, of course, Drake. They probably need one more receiver, but they definitely got some guys over there. And their defense was good this year, too.
They had a good defense last year.
Jesse went crazy this year.
So he sounds like he knows
Kyle's
who the
his boy.
Are. Yeah. And
Kyle
he knew
Pitts.
He knew Jesse Bates on top of everything else. He played GM, by the way. They need another receiver. If I'm going over there, I just like them to know publicly they need another receiver.
Because they only have one sign. So he's doing some scouting, just in case.
Yeah. He can see himself playing in Atlanta. He can see himself playing in Pittsburgh. I promise you, he doesn't go to bed at night and only have the Chicago Bears dancing in his head.
The Athletic put together their mock draft, and they talked to each local writer. Josh Kendall covers the Falcons for the Athletic. He's got the Falcons moving up to number three, trading the number eight, the number 43,
Jaden Daniels,
and a first-round pick to the Patriots, moving up to number three and taking Jaden Daniels.
Okay,
so Buck Ballew very much smiling when he reads that story.
I'm in. Do you care about...
Matt Miller is the draft guy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah. Matt Miller is the draft guy, the scout from ESPN. He says he doesn't think the Patriots should take a quarterback because they're a mess. He says Houston, believe it or not, was in a better position last year where they took C.J. Stroud. He said this would be like Bryce Young in Carolina. That's how bad the situation is in New England.
So no matter who the quarterback is, he has no chance to succeed.
And especially a rookie quarterback.
Right.
You are setting him up to fail. That's what Matt Miller from ESPN is saying about that position. So maybe they go out and get a veteran and they take Marvin Harrison at number three. Maybe that's a very real possibility. Or they make a deal and trade back, knowing they'll get a guy that they need at number eight. I don't know.
So I like the Jaden Daniels. I told you, that's the one that I would say, okay, that pick to me. Yeah, good. Let's ride with that and let's see what happens. I hope Zach Robinson is good. I hope everybody around him sort of treats him the way he needs to be treated. Figure out who he is as a kid. Maybe put 5 pounds on him. He's a little bit thin. I don't know if you saw again. Oof, he is a little bit thin. But I do think that he would bring him excitement. He's the only guy that I think is a meter mover. More than Justin Fields, more than Kirk Cousins. I want to tell you something about Kirk Cousins, though. So do you really care about last year before he got hurt? Kirk Cousins got hurt after 8 games. He had 18 touchdown passes. Do you know what that is? That's more than Justin Fields had in the year. Justin Fields had 16.
No, he was on the way to having a great year. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, but the problem is going to be the money.
Can't give him that kind of money.
Guaranteed money. Because he's going to look at the contracts now that have become a little bit more guaranteed in that world. And he's going to want, I think he's going to want $100 million guaranteed. I was thinking about it. He wants $45 million a year. Here's what I'm going to do. I'll sign a 4-year deal. I want $100, $110 million of it guaranteed. I'd love the player. I don't know if I want the contract.
How do you convince agents that this Deshaun Watson deal was very much an outlier? We are not interested in that.
Well, I think it's going on in baseball right now. There are a couple of really big names who aren't signed because I think we're looking at outlier contracts. I can't give you that because that's an outlier contract. Your guy might be as good. By the way, you almost have to concede that without conceding it. Your guy might be as good as the money you're asking for because somebody else would pay that money. I'm just not doing it.
I can't do it. I mean, it's easy for me to say. I'm not cutting any checks, but I couldn't do it. Bijan Robinson, when he made the rounds during the Super Bowl week, he says, and he said then, and kind of flew under the radar, but now people are talking more about it. He wants 2,000 yards rushing. He says, with our offensive line, with Zach being at the helm, it can be something special. So let's go for 2,000 yards.
Okay. Can I do this? I would rather he score touchdowns. I know why 2,000 is still a marker in the NFL. It was a marker when it happened the first time. And it's a marker. It's crazy that O.J. Simpson did it. And it's still something that a kid, how old is Bijan? 22? He knows what that number is. You know what I wish he would have said? I want 15 touchdowns. I want Christian McCaffrey's touchdowns.
I still don't know how in 14 games, knowing that he was the guy, the only real part of that offense, O.J. Simpson ran for 2,000 yards.
I think he also paid the price because he was kind of, he had one more year. Yeah, that was,
then he blew out his knee.
Yeah, O.J.'s innocent.
He was beat up, as they like to say. But it is something to Bijan Robinson. I know why he said it. Would you have been happier like me if he would have said, I want to be Christian McCaffrey with 15 touchdowns? Because that's what I think he is. Is it 2,000 empty yards of calories? Like, is that 20 to 20? This team doesn't need that. I need a home run hitter.
I just worry about, like you said, long term. But I guess you can't worry
about that anymore.
When you're a GM in the NFL.
Can't anymore.
I'm going to burn him out, and then, you know, someone else will get signed or we'll draft somebody else. That's the life of a running back.
At 26 or 27, he could be. Look, Saquon Barkley. You know, they might be fed up of him. He's fed up of them. What's he worth on the open market? I've seen him at his best. You know what I've also seen? Him in street clothes.
Adrian Peterson, same deal with him. And I guess he put some of his trophies, his awards in a storage unit. Somehow someone got their hands, if I'm understanding the story correctly.
Go ahead.
Someone got their hands on all of this stuff. And now they're auctioning it off. And the original story was, wow, this guy must be broke. Made over $100 million and he's having to auction off, you know, MVP trophies, Rookie of the Year trophies. He's saying, no, this is not me. This is somebody else. And I am suing to get this stuff back.
Oh, so here's how somebody else would get something that's in storage. You didn't pay for storage. And then all of a sudden, you got a guy comes and he cuts the lock. He says, hey,
sure, we've seen the reality television shows. Yeah. Yeah.
So who do you sue at that point? Now, if you had somebody who was supposed to be paying the bills and they didn't, that's fine. You can sue them. But it's still not your stuff anymore if it was sold. Like, if they did everything they were supposed to do, and I have no idea, what is it, 90 days?
Yeah, but the story was, oh, he's broke. And he's saying, I'm not broke. I'm fine.
Okay. When was the last time anybody saw him? Been a little bit. What's he doing now?
He's one of those guys, I bet you he looks the same.
Yeah, oh, I bet you looks like he could.
But he does have a lot of kids, and so a lot of that money's probably going to the kids. Now, we know the story of Big Dom. In that San Francisco game, he's the security guy on the Eagles sideline, gets into it with Dre Greenlaw. He's thrown out, can't be on the sidelines anymore. The story coming from some of the media there in Philadelphia is Big Dom not being on the sidelines hurt the team because Big Dom was the guy that controlled Nick Sirianni, his emotions anyway. And without Big Dom there, Nick Sirianni got into it with numerous players. There were a bunch of arguments had on the sidelines because Big Dom wasn't there to say, hey, all right, settle down, Nicky. Settle down.
So we talk about the get-back guy that just pulls on your belt loop. This sounds like it was a little bit more. If Nick Sirianni needed to be untriggered, he had to stare into the eyes of Big Dom. And I don't even know how Nick Sirianni, if any of this is true. Now, a couple of players are going to come out and say, please, who already did it? Somebody already said, if you're believing what the media is saying, they're selling you, you know.
Well, there was another story that Craig Carton, it was a kind of vague story. There's something that would have upset any man that set the Eagles back this year. And Adam Schefter said that's nonsense.
Well,
what Craig Carton's saying is nonsense.
Because it's a headline and there's no story.
Right.
Because he's not going any deeper. But here's what I'm going to say.
This would have threatened the sanity of any man.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What, do they have witches and warlocks in there?
I have no idea.
Nick Sirianni shouldn't have kept the job. If any of this is true. Now, here's what I think about the Philadelphia ownership. They might have gotten wrong with this guy long term, but don't you think they're intelligent enough to know that? Like, I see Jeffrey Lurie. Is it Jeffrey Lurie?
Yes.
Yeah, I see him sitting up in a box, and he looks like he's got it together. With all due respect to other guys who don't. He's not Jerry Jones. You know, he's not Bob Kraft in his prime, but he sits there, and he looks like he knows what he's doing. How would he not fire Nick Sirianni if any of this was true?
Calm down, Nick. We'll get a drink later. We'll talk about it. Don't worry about this now. You got a team. You got a game to coach out there. Focus.
So he was basically a security blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Linus. I got Linus coaching the Philadelphia Eagles now.
It was like when Troy Aikman was yelling at that assistant years ago. I think that Sirianni would sit there and just yell. Gary Williams did that. Remember when he was coaching at Maryland? He would scream at the two assistants on the bench. There had to be somebody there. Maybe that was the guy for Nick Sirianni.
If you don't know Gary Williams, I'm sure there's some YouTube. There were two guys on his bench that took absolute abuse. Gary Williams would sweat through a sport coat. He'd rip the sport coat off, and he'd start screaming at two guys. And nobody could figure out what was happening. And finally, they realized, oh, that's what he does. He goes and screams at those guys to get it out of his system, and then he goes back to coaching.
I was watching, speaking of which, and he wasn't doing that, but I was watching Rick Kranitz out here, and I finally realized, after watching him for a number of years, it finally registered with me, dawned on me, that's he's animated. He looks like he's yelling, but he's not yelling. He's animated.
Demonstrative.
He's firing you up.
Yes.
Because it looked like he was screaming at the pitchers after the live BP session yesterday, but then, you know, fist bumps and everything else afterwards.
Yeah, this is a hug-em team. When everything is done with drills, it's sort of a hug-em team. But Rick Kranitz is demonstrative, no doubt about it. And some guys want it, need it. He's got to get to learn what Chris Sale, the catcher has to get to learn what Chris Sale wants. Do you come out to the mound or do you not? Who is he going to sit next to in the dugout? Some guys want to be by themselves. Some want to be with the catchers. So that's the other part of having a new guy here. By the way, the more I think about it, Chris Sale is... This is a much more important addition than I think we thought about in the beginning. Because in the beginning, it was on a 1 year, let's see what happens, can he be healthy? He's on a 2 year deal now for $38 million, who needs to be... I'm going to say it now. He needs to at least be a really good three. And if Max Fried goes away, for what you're paying him next year, he's a two.
Can I say, when I watch him pitch, it just looks like he's so tall and lanky. Yeah. It's like Randy Johnson. That ball is like, it looks like he's touching home plate.
Yeah, at his best.
When he's releasing the ball.
Go look at his numbers when he was at his best. And he is a guy. He's fiery, like everybody keeps saying that. They said, the term that I saw, really intense on game day, goofy non-game day. All right. Whatever works for you. I need for you to be a solid three making 30 starts.
One last story. Bill Belichick, I guess, is making the rounds, the rubber chicken circuit.
Yeah.
Nebraska announced that Belichick on Tuesday will serve as the guest speaker at its annual X's and O's football clinic. So just think about that.
Okay.
Now he's going around giving the speeches.
Oh, because he's
telling you're going to start to see the other side of Bill Belichick. It's happening.
He's got time on his hands now. He doesn't have to. Do you think he's at the combine? Like, can he can get an invite?
Sure.
If he wants.
Who's going to say he can't go?
Right, but does he stay?
Oh, not you. You're not a coach. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on.
Do you know what somebody proposed? How about this as a proposal? You know, there's a DC job open in San Francisco. I said, are you asking me if Bill Belichick would take it? I said, listen, it'd be a hell of a thing for everybody involved, but I think Bill's got something else in mind. Could you imagine him going back to D.C. just because he needs football? Would he take the San Francisco 49ers D.C. job right now?
I got to tell you something. Kyle Shanahan would hire him in a New York minute, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want that guy around?
Yes, but do you think he would take that job?
No. That being said, no, I don't think he's taking it.
Because he's waiting for somebody in Philadelphia, Dallas, or someplace to get fired.
And he's going to get paid to do stuff like this. A lot of money in the offseason.
I don't think he's going to like himself.
He's not going to like the juice.
No, I don't think he's going to like himself.
He's like you then.
Yes, he's not going to like himself. This is not really what he does. Yeah, he's doing something, but he's not doing what he does.
I'll do it, but I won't like it. But I'll do it, but I won't be happy.
I don't think he's going to be able to live with himself this offseason. Or what is the season? His offseason. What's he going to do during football
season? Do you think he steps in? Do you think it's that simple? If Dallas or Philadelphia struggles, they have him come in to clean up the mess?
It certainly feels like that's what. But again, I bet the field, whenever something looks this obvious and the dots are all connected like this, because it's sports, stuff happens. Philadelphia goes 7-0 to start, 6-1 to start the season. What happens then?
Speaking of getting in, we talked about Belichick maybe not getting into the combine. Did the guy give you a hard time downstairs today, the older gentleman?
All.
Yeah, he gave me
good
a hard
morning.
Time.
That's what he said. Amanda, did he say good morning? The guy downstairs. Yeah, good morning. That's
he said, well, I have to, let me see.
Oh,
he scanned the barcode on my credential.
Oh, on the way in. He tried that with a man, and he just gave up.
Yeah, that's what he did
with
me.
He just
this thing
in.
Doesn't work. All right, go. Because I was a little.
But you didn't come down there. I thought
no,
you meant the old guy down there.
I wasn't down there. The guy downstairs, like he was, I thought he wasn't going to let me in. He was like standing right at the door when I walked in.
Oh.
And he was like, well, wait a minute now. Let me look into that backpack there of yours.
You think you were objectified as you got out of your car and you were walking up to the.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, so he basically said, I got to give this guy the once over twice.
Yeah, I was singled out.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I got up eventually.
You don't look any different than maybe the last couple of days.
No, not really.
I mean, you've always looked suspicious.
Yeah, so I guess that's just in general my look. I don't know. Anyway, we give you a spring training version of BTG when we come back. Is there anything that you care to tease the folks with?
Yeah, Steven Strasburg, he thought he was out. Evidently he found out that he's not. If he wants his money, he's going to sink for his supper.
Looking forward to that story.
And the Bulls. I got a story about the Bulls. I spoke of the Last Dance earlier. I got a story that I don't even believe is happening. I believe I'm being fooled.
Is it the counter to the Last Dance?
Yes, I think I'm being, this could be a fake.
If I may head to the tease, it's not only what they're doing, but where they're doing it. That doesn't make any sense.
So you believe
either.
It too then? So you don't think you're being duped?
I think I am.
After the Georgia seat thing over the scoreboard, I feel like I have to say, I almost can't believe this.
That and more as we go beyond the goatee next down here at Northport is where we are for a couple of more days. Spring training going on the home of the Braves. Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
A lot of room in right center. If he hits one there, we can dance in the streets. The 2-1. Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Green. Here's the throw to the plate. He is. Zach Greinke. Greinke with the home run.
For Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Spring training is where we are, Northport, for the rest of this show and through tomorrow before coming back home. Today's the anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. 4-3, Team USA beating the Russians back in 1980. And it's our X-Platform question of the day. Who's your favorite Cinderella team? Tough to go against that Braves team in 1992.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then when we're talking about historically, there's not much better than the USA Olympic. We'll get into a couple of things now. Let's go a little BTG.
Wow, Domino tossing to his very own segment.
Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This is wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
By the way, the Nature Boy is getting a biopic, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
We'll get to that at 12:50.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. We'll let you have that one. Here's the Steven Strasburg story. I don't know. He signed a $245 million contract, and he legitimately got hurt. He had a couple of surgeries, and he can't do it anymore. He said, all right, I retire. And what happens in baseball? What's your money? It's guaranteed.
It all is, like the NBA.
Except, you know what the Nationals told him? We can't expect you in spring training. You're still in the contract, guys. So why don't you come here and talk to the young pitchers and be here in spring training? Steven Strasburg isn't buying what they're selling. Now, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but I do find it interesting. It's the first time I've ever heard where a team was like, I don't think we're happy paying you, so let's do this. Because it does feel like one of those where you go, oh, no, no, you're still under contract. This means you're supposed to be reporting with this baseball team. Have you ever heard that before?
I mean, he's retired, right?
He's retired.
He's injured. He can't play.
Right.
I mean, I've never heard of that.
They're telling him it really seems like you're supposed to be down in spring training mentoring young pitchers.
What it'd be like is for you to come down and it's like Gary Cole, Mike Rizzo in Office Space. Yeah, we're going to need you to come down to spring training.
Yeah, here's what
I'm
going
to talk to the young pitchers.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my bum arm and my bum legs and I'm going to put them on my couch. I'm going to put the feet on the ottoman and you're going to send me my check on the first of the 50.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're supposed to be down here right now talking to the young pitchers. Yeah.
I'd like to find out they're fining him, too, for the times that he's already made. The days he's missed. So we shall keep an eye on it because it does seem a little bit unprecedented in that world. Can I give you Barry Bonds? Whatever you think about him, Barry Bonds has still 18 more intentional walks in his career than the Tampa Rays franchise. That franchise has been around a while. Barry Bonds still has an individual 18 more intentional walks.
Wouldn't you be so
entirety of the franchise?
The more I think about it, wouldn't you be so frustrated you'd start hacking after a while? I'm tired of walking.
He saw a pitch a night and he did enough damage. I don't know, man. That's just great. And then,
that would make me nuts.
I remember in the old days, that was four pitches.
Sometimes they would walk him with the bases loaded.
It happened. Adley Rutschman had that happen to him in college. But yeah, so he's still ahead of a franchise when it comes to intentional walks. Can I give you a three-game spurt for Dennis Rodman when he played for the Spurs? Dennis Rodman had three games in a row. 0 points, 0 points, 0 points. Oh, what's he doing out there? He had 25 rebounds, 24 rebounds, 28 rebounds.
All right,
That's a three-game stretch.
The rebound numbers speak for themselves, but I'm going to take the other side here.
Go ahead.
What if a guy like Karl Malone said, I'm not going to worry about scoring at all. I want to see if I can grab as many rebounds as possible. Because he was a one-trick pony. Because at that point,
he was a defensive player. He did play defense too, Dennis Rodman. He certainly understood the art.
Yeah, but not there.
But
at that point, he was trying to amuse himself, not in San Antonio.
No, do you know what the story?
He made Bob Hill crazy.
Do you know what the story of Dennis Rodman is? He didn't want to shoot. He was. I don't want to say embarrassed. He had a psychological. He never wanted to go to the foul line.
Yeah, remember he would kind of be joking at the free throw line because of that. I'm not serious about this anyway.
He didn't want to shoot. If he couldn't dunk, like finish there in the paint, like literally at the rim, he didn't want to shoot. But 0 points, 25, 24, and 28. That's a three-game stretch. That's the guy who figured out the art of rebounding. Do you like when two, whether you like them or not, two stars get together and do a song? How about with a
duet?
How about a couple of guitars just on stage? What if I told you it was Post Malone and Eddie Vedder? What if I told you the song was Better Man? Here it is.
That's Post Malone, right?
Yeah, it's audience,
Because Eddie Vedder sings like this.
Hear it. There's some like kicking them.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You're in?
Yeah, why? You're there?
You're there to hear Eddie Vedder speak.
She lied and said she loved him and fired but man.
And then Post Malone.
That's Post Malone there.
Yeah, but then Post Malone.
I know Eddie when I hear Eddie.
I think it's just interesting when you get a little bit of... The audience was thoroughly surprised that Post Malone was actually... That's all. Shannon Sharpe, you already said about the NBA? You have to be married to be the face of the NBA. A couple of people are like, what's he talking about? So you have to be married. If you want to be the face of the NBA, you have to be married. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was hoping you would tell me.
No, I don't know. You have to show a stability that would...
Know.
If you're not married... A couple of people what's he talking about? And he was making a case that you can't, I guess if you're young, if you've had marital problems, you can't be the face of the NBA. I don't really think that's a thing. I think sometimes the best player is the face of the NBA. Some guys get ostracized. Trae Young isn't liked. Steph Curry is loved. That's what happens in the world, too. I just don't know where the married thing comes into play. So... Shannon, listen, he's been moving the meter better than anybody.
Maybe one day he'll further explain. You're right, though. Between Cat Williams and Johnny Manziel on his podcast.
No doubt. What he's doing to Skip Bayless right now, Skip Bayless is probably ripping his own skin off at night. Skip Bayless probably at some point, seriously, if this continues, he's going to take his own heart out of his body, put it in a jar, and just die in his bed. He's getting murdered.
A part of First Take yesterday, Stephen A., Shannon Sharpe, and J.J. Redick, who wouldn't play the game. I don't think these two teams are going to meet in the finals, Shannon said. Yeah, we do a lot of things on here. It's hypothetical. That's what the show is.
The term was, I don't think he understands First Take. J.J. Redick went on this thing and go, hey, people don't really want me to explain basketball. I'm starting to realize if I did a video about crossover dribbling, whatever the hell he was talking about, he goes, nobody cares. You're on First Take to what? Again, the word demonstrative. No, what you have to be is out of your mind.
It would be like, you know, us arguing who would win, King Kong or Godzilla.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No. But
it's hypothetical. That's what guys do in bars.
Right. I'll talk about that one. That Superman-Batman thing that probably was done by most 10-year-olds if you lived in the right time. It's a great conversation. J.J. Redick just, look, is he over the top? Yeah. Has he figured out he's probably got to be a little bit more over the top? Yeah. Now, but the problem is he's calling games now legitimately. So he's in that world of...
I'm not doing this right now. Well, apparently you don't know how this works. I do know, Shannon, how it works. That doesn't sound like you do.
Yeah. Are you a broadcaster? All of a sudden you're above First Take. Then get off First Take.
That's what it seemed.
Right. Get off First Take because you're going to be calling NBA games now on the 18th. So it does seem like maybe he's sort of in that limbo. How much do you think it cost? Adam Gillespie, I'm going to ask you. If you don't know, if you haven't seen it, Adam Gillespie, how much was the fine for the guy who streaked at the Super Bowl?
I don't know. $3,000.
What do you think?
He didn't really streak. He just had his shirt
off. What do you think?
$100,000.
He got hit with a $42,000 fine, an unprecedented on-the-field fine. He was bragging about how he's going to be rich, and at 50, he didn't want to regret the fact that he didn't streak at the Super Bowl. That's nice. $42,000 is going to be his fine. And Las Vegas says he still might have some other charges coming at him. So here's the deterrent.
They should have escorted him out of the stadium and used his head to open the door, like in Casino.
Which, by the way, you're in the right town. I think that's legal in Las Vegas. Do you know that Amazon $120 million playoff game?
Apparently, that's what's going to happen, right?
Now we're finding out it's $150 million. There's now a report that says Amazon will be paying $150 million
meter is moving.
For one NFL playoff game. That's like a $30 million increase in 48 hours.
Well, and that's why streaming, if they're going to pay money like this, the NFL's going to take the money. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. Netflix is doing it. Do you care about the Montreal Expos? What happened? Why did they leave?
I do, yeah.
I
don't think a lot of people will,
right.
But I remember that whole thing.
Okay.
1994, right? They were the best team in baseball.
That's right.
The strike season.
And
I'll never know.
A lot of people around the Braves organization, even they'll admit, sort of. Like Johnny Bench, when you say, hey, Johnny, if Jim Rice played for the Red Sox in that World Series because he was hurt, they would have won. And enough years go by, you go, oh, he might have.
I mean, look at that 94 Expos roster. It was loaded.
Yeah, but they're going to do Netflix is going to do it. And I'm going to go back to the documentary I watched about the Patriots in a second. Did you hear LeBron James is out with an ankle after the All-Star break?
Tonight, he's not playing against Golden State.
He's not playing tonight against the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I mean, they just played on Sunday.
Did they?
They just played 5 days ago.
And then
he's got a rest.
Didn't he have a few days off before they almost didn't play on Sunday?
Yes.
He's out
with a few days off afterwards.
You think Adam Silver, who was thoroughly disgusted as he handed over a trophy and just said, you scored more points. Congratulations. I don't think he's even happy.
He had the look on his face like a disgusted father who tells his kids, we talked about this beforehand. I told you, this is what we needed to do, and you still didn't listen.
With all due respect to Adam Silver, Larry Bird said it. Again, respect Adam Silver. When Larry Bird said what he said, don't tell me those players didn't hear it.
Did you see that new Larry Bird sit-down he had with Reggie Miller and Isaiah Thomas? I just watched it yesterday.
Okay, I'm telling you, Larry Bird has become...
It's amazing.
He's not America's guest yet. He's incredible at it. For
Isaiah,
a guy who, the dumb thing, hick, his storytelling ability is incredible.
That whole thing following the 87 Eastern Conference Finals when Rodman said if Bird was black, he'd be just another player. And then Isaiah said sarcastically he backed up Rodman. Isaiah Thomas said it during the sit-down. You had my career in your hands.
That's right.
And Bird said, if it doesn't bother me, why should it bother anybody else? He had to have a press conference with Isaiah Thomas as he was getting ready for the NBA Finals.
That's right. And that's Larry Bird being better than a lot of people would have been. But his ability now to sit down and tell a story, he's all over, like, whatever. It's not TikTok. But there are little short clips floating around about Larry Bird. And I guess once I looked at a couple of them, is it true? Big Brother's watching. They keep sending me more.
Mm-hmm.
So then I watch the whole sit down with those guys. I want to go back to that page.
See, I do watch some useful things as I do cardio.
Yeah, thank you.
How dare you.
But did you watch it on your phone?
I did watch it on
my phone.
I did watch it. I know, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't watch it. It's not the same. I watched it. You looked at it. Do you know what this is?
This is Poppin' Circus.
It is.
This is the Macho Man Randy Savage's ring entrance music.
I think of it more as graduation music, but I'm going to be looking today, later on.
You're wrong.
I was told, and I'll have the details tomorrow, that Forbes has put out their top 50 colleges in America. If you're going to guess, and I haven't seen it yet, I'll look at it tonight. Who do you think number one is?
Yale.
You do. So you're going old school. You're going old school. You're
Harvard,
OG. Yeah, I think they're going to throw a curveball. I think there's going to be one of these liberal artsy type, you know, pay $80,000. Boy, was it worth everything.
I'll never forget when Miss Elizabeth and the Macho Man got back together.
Yeah, what happened?
And they just played Pomp and Circumstance on a continuous loop. It would not stop. Not a dry eye demeanor.
Oh,
in the house.
Okay. Well, not a dry
Adam eye. Adam will tell you.
What about this one? Can you identify? Name that tune. Go ahead. Name that tune.
Whatever that tune may be.
Yeah, name that tune. Hit the next one.
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah,
this is the World Series.
Yeah. NFL
what I'm being told, it's the Masters.
NFL on Fox. You've heard the edition where the guy sings, right?
Yes.
There's words to this.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Loggins is his last name. No relation to Kenny Loggins.
That's right.
There's Dave Loggins, maybe?
Do you think a lot of people know?
Dave Loggins saying, please come to Boston. You get it.
Do you think a lot of people know that there are actually words that, like the MASH? I think people hear the MASH theme and they go, there's no words.
The movie, there are words.
Yeah,
suicide
the
is painless.
Right.
That's not the Masters. That's MASH.
So what's going on at the Masters now? I'm back to not understanding. It's like the ACC schedule. So you can play if you played in LIV Golf.
I think
they just got a special invitation. They just invited three people to play at Augusta.
I believe.
Like scholarships. Hold on. And transfer portal. They have some in their back pocket that they can distribute.
I think so, yeah. They're the Masters. They can do whatever they want.
No, but
everything's at their discretion.
It was a guy from LIV who's now playing in the Masters. And everybody goes, oh, what does that mean?
Because we wanted him to play.
That's right.
There will be no questions, just a statement.
And remember that that golf tournament is not a part of the PGA Tour, so they can technically invite whoever and whatever they want.
You are correct, Mr. Dog. Road is your first name, I believe.
Adam, do you know if they said there were going to be six players at the Masters this year? There's going to be six players at the Masters this year. And they could cherry pick who it is they seem to want. But they invited three people. It's kind of nice. I think one guy plays in Japan. I think one guy might play in the Middle East. They say, come on over. Come on. That's what they have the ability to do. They're so in control of their world.
Well, they could turn around today and say, we changed our mind, too.
Oh, yeah,
you should stay in Japan.
Yeah, we take it back. Backsies. One of my favorite actors, I certainly know one of yours, this guy.
You might know him better by his nickname, the Bear Jew. Now, have you heard Aldo the Apache? You got heard about the Bear Jew?
I heard of the Bear Jew.
What'd you hear?
Beats German soldiers with a club.
Bashes the brains in with a baseball bat, what he does.
Teddy ball game.
So that's a Quentin Tarantino movie. That's Inglourious Basterds. And he does Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Fenway's going crazy.
And if it's true that Quentin Tarantino's only doing 10 movies, his 10th movie is coming up, the movie critic. Brad Pitt is in that movie. Why would you not be? He won his Academy Award, did he not?
Sure did.
Inglourious Basterds.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah.
So you know who wants in? Tom Cruise.
They're going to ruin it all night. How are they going to ruin the whole thing?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise says,
go make popcorn movies. Leave me alone. That's what I'm telling him if I'm Quentin Tarantino.
He won his Oscar for, what was that Magnolia? What was that crazy movie with frogs falling out of his face?
That was, yeah.
What the hell was that?
That was it, Magnolia. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell was going on, but he won an Academy Award. He realized, oh, that was him acting. I'm an actor. Mission Impossible,
I'm not saying he can't
Top Gun.
Act. I don't need him in this.
So there's word that his people want to get Tom in Quentin's last movie. They don't know what role yet. But it would be good for him because he wants to go act again. Mission Impossible, Top Gun, look at me, I hang out of airplanes. But he wants to go act.
I did like when he greeted everybody at the beginning of Top Gun. Not in character. He wasn't Maverick as Tom Cruise. Thank you for coming back to the movie theaters.
Yeah. This movie was made to be in theaters. Yeah, he did do that. It's a nice touch. You're not really okay with him? Like, you're just going to look the whole time and say, what's Tom Cruise doing in this movie?
I mean, I'm going to watch, and if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. Yeah. I just, it's on the surface, movie. Yeah, from the outside looking in, I think it's oil and water, and I don't think it should happen.
Interesting. All right, and here's one more for you, because you and I don't understand. I hope I'm not being bamboozled, but I guess they're calling it the No Bull Tour, and it's Scottie Pippen, it's Horace Grant, and it's Luke Longley, and they're going to go around, because Luke Longley's Australian. They're in Tasmania to start this thing. Then, allegedly, they're going to Melbourne and Sydney. And I don't know that you can buy its tickets. They're going to be up on a stage, and they're going to basically tell you about The Last Dance, but in their eyes instead of Michael Jordan's. Here's a little clip from Horace Grant as to what you might be getting if you buy a ticket.
I speak my mind, and it's going to be a no bull tour. A lot of people really want to ask us questions about that that bull documentary, but just come out and get the tickets, and you hear a lot.
The word was that Michael Jordan was afraid of Horace Grant.
Horace
stood up to him and grabbed him a couple of times and said, look.
I would think so.
You want to go? Let's go. Michael backed down. That's the word.
Yeah, no, listen. Horace Grant. If you watch
when you got a twin brother, you're fighting all the time, right? So that Harvey Grant's his twin. He played in the NBA, too. You're fighting all the time. So fighting's nothing new to you.
Yeah, and I think Horace probably at one point probably got Michael Jordan treatment. And he said, oh, I don't know if you know this. You can do that to them. You can't do it to me.
Robert Parrish said that to him, too. They were scrimmaging. He started yelling at Robert Parrish. He said, look, that stuff's not going to fly with me. That's all I'm going
to
tell you.
So would you buy a ticket to see these three guys up on a stage? I don't know. What is the thing?
What's the counter?
I don't know. They're going to show a clip and go, that's because he wants to use the word.
I know I'm not going to Tasmania. I don't even know where that is.
Gentlemen, show of hands if you would like to go see the No Bull Tour. I didn't raise mine either. I don't think
I'll watch it on television. I'm not going to grab a seat in an auditorium somewhere.
So here's, I'm going to say something right now, and I can't believe two episodes in. Whatever you thought The Last Dance was, if you have the ability to watch the New England Patriots, it's called The Dynasty. The first two episodes are telling me it's going to be better than The Last Dance. I don't know if it's going to be 10-part worthy. That's where you get a little bit wonky. But I think the way it's shot, they had stuff from Tom Brady's childhood. They had stuff from draft day. They had Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel sits down. Bill Belichick sits down. Rob Kraft sits down. Brady sits down.
So you're talking to every main character. And then so.
The Bledsoe story from Drew Bledsoe's mouth. We had Bledsoe on. It was really fascinating to hear him talk about it. There's video of him he's stretching on the field when Brady's announced as a starter, even when he's eligible to come back and play. The guy puts a camera on him as they're stretching before a Monday Night Football game. He says, "Why you got the camera on me?" He said, "Because you're a starting quarterback in the NFL." He said, "No, I'm not. I just would like an opportunity to play." Camera goes off. I had no idea they had footage like that.
So you're saying better than The Last Dance?
Yeah, I think it is.
Amino highly recommends this Patriots documentary.
And I'm gonna hate on what I want to hate about them. But there are going to be moments where you go, good Lord, did they get it right?
Now let's talk about what else happened on this date, February the 22nd.
There's a lot of history rolling around in Domino's brain. Time to get some out.
Off we go.
It's the Week in Sports History presented by Urology of Greater Atlanta. With locations across the Metro Atlanta region, visit us online today at ugatl.com.
Chris, I think you would be interested in this. 1920, the first artificial rabbit was used at a dog race track in Emeryville, California.
Fluffy Scooter. I've been at dog tracks. It's an amazing thing when those dogs actually get a whiff of what's happening. That rabbit goes by, and those dogs who haven't been fed, I'm saying it. I'm not saying.
Oh yeah, they starve those greyhounds. There's no doubt about it.
I watched a guy drag a greyhound after this dog lost a race.
It's terrible.
I watched a guy drag a dog about 40 feet because he was pissed at the dog because I guess it didn't close. That's a horse term. That's a dog racing term too.
And that guy's
there goes Swifty. That was the other one that was big at dog tracks. Swifty.
2011, on this date, Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward land on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. And Freddie doesn't look like the same person.
No, the picture is a really nice picture. It was one of those moments.
Boys of Summer, I think, is what it said, I believe.
Might have been, right, because it was spring training. We were at spring training, I think, the week that thing came out. I was also there, I think, when the Uptons and the Upton and Upton might have come out too. That
speaking of the Uptons, on this date in 2015, B.J. Upton announces he will go by Melvin Upton Jr. During the upcoming season. Should have stayed with B.J. in retrospect.
Nobody much cared. I
looked at that guy and I couldn't believe that was the same guy who put up all those numbers. He looked lost in a Braves uniform.
He had 8 weeks. Go look at what he did. He had 8 weeks in Tampa that, you know, in the middle of the year, it wasn't like Beltran in the postseason. He had like an 8-week stretch that got him paid. The Melvin thing wasn't going to stick. I don't know why he wanted to do it, but whatever.
This is one of those deals where it's common sense. 2017, Major League Baseball adopts a rule change in an effort to speed up the game, as a pitcher will no longer, for an intentional walk, have to throw four pitches. Just send him to first base. Why did it take so long?
I don't know. Well, because they always thought if there was a man on, you're setting up an opportunity for a wild pitch or a pass ball. That really was what it was. You know, a couple of guys have got, you know, scored on what could have been an intentional walk with nobody on first. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's much easier this way.
Much cleaner.
You just circle your finger, that guy goes to.
All right, so when we come back, it's another edition of Ask a Brave.
Yeah, are we doing Michael Harris?
Let's do Michael Harris, if that's what you want to do. It's your segment, Domino, I am here to follow your orders.
It's the people segment. Somebody sent me a question from Michael Harris. We went down there today. We asked Michael Harris.
All right, so Michael Harris plays Ask a Brave, and the Nature Boy getting a biopic, it appears. Those stories are next down here at Northport is where we are. Spring training ongoing as Live BP has concluded. We'll give you some reactions to that as well. Tyler Matzik, just after 1 o'clock, too, here on Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. Today is the anniversary back in 1980. Team USA knocking off Russia 4-3 at Lake Placid. Al Michaels there with the call. And as you said, like Jim Nance in his back pocket, that was not Al Michaels.
Oh, no.
That was just something top of mind. That's why he's the best ever.
Listen, Nick, he couldn't believe what he was seeing. They lost, I don't know, Adam, you look at the number, they might have lost like 11-2. Might have been in Madison Square Garden a couple of months before. And it was man against boys. And again, to advance to play the gold medal game, they had to win. It wasn't going to be a tie thing.
So that's our X-Platform question of the day. Who's your favorite Cinderella team?
I think I'm right about this. Ken Dryden might have been in the booth with him, the goalie. Ken Dryden actually, again, because not a lot of people were watching hockey, Ken Dryden was the perfect partner for Al Michaels because Ken Dryden knew the game, knew the international game. Al Michaels can call anything. We know that.
And he respected the fact that Al Michaels was the play-by-play guy. He let Al Michaels do his job.
Do you remember who we had on from that team? Do you remember the three guys we had on from that team?
We had Jim Craig, Mike Ruzzioni. Yep. Who's the third?
Kenny Morrow. Do you know why we had Kenny Morrow on? We were talking about some of the greatest early winners. Ken Morrow left that team with a gold medal. He won four straight Stanley Cups with the Islanders. Four straight. He had a five-year run where he picked up a gold medal and four Stanley Cups.
Which is beyond incredible. Anyway, if a guest joins us like they did, they would join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Are you brave enough to take that first step? If you are, consult the Find a Divorce.
I want out of this marriage.
Feel that way at Hobson and Hobson at areyoubraveenough.com. The Rock will produce a Nature Boy Ric Flair biopic through his company, $7 Productions. Now, that would mean somebody would have to play.
Right.
Ric Flair. Do you have two different Ric Flairs, or do you use prosthetics and or CGI?
So
he doesn't look like the same guy now.
Oh, because the other part is, is the story his life, or is there a part of his life? Like, if you're going to do the whole thing.
I think you do the whole thing. Oh. I mean, he's talked about his whole life. He was adopted. His father never really believed in anything that he did. His father said, you know, this wrestling thing, you're a failure. So that's probably why he became the person that he became.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for somebody to actually play him. You know, I think I told you I saw the Iron Claw movie and what Efron, because I didn't know those guys well. Ric Flair is so, like, who do you get to play him? It's going to be tough because then I got to imagine you got to have two guys. I think you have to have two guys.
Might make the most sense. What makes sense, too, is as a Braves fan, asking any questions you want to ask. You need to go to Chris Domino's Twitter handle,
That's
at
right.
Chris Domino, and then Chris Domino will pass it along like you did today, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll do it at times randomly during the season. If it's a question, you have an opportunity to do it. Send it over to me at Chris Domino at Twitter, as Nick said, and you could have your question asked and answered. So here we go. Michael Harris was, the question that was sent to me was, how many different uniforms did Michael Harris wear before he became an Atlanta Brave?
And now it's time for Ask a Brave with Chris Domino. You've got questions, and Domino guarantees he'll get the answers, or he'll eat a baseball.
Still would like to see that.
Or he'll get drunk and ride a bull in a Speedo.
I think he'll do that. I think there's a better chance of you eating a baseball. I think.
Something else I might do.
Or he'll pay you $3,000
of
Mitchell Meany's money.
Yeah, that's
well,
one. That's the one.
Good luck getting because good luck getting money. I already owe you enough.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're right about that.
Best of luck collecting, pal.
All right, Michael Harris. How many uniforms did he wear growing up before he became an Atlanta Brave?
28.
No, different number.
I was three, and we were the Astros. We had the red vintage Astros with the gray pants. Actually, was Astros twice. Braves, Astros. Georgia Yard Dogs, East Cobb Astros, OTC Ballers, MGBA, Georgia Bombers, Game On Bulls, Atlanta Blue Jays. Yeah, I guess. I think I got it. I think so.
So he played for East Cobb. He had to drive to the other side of town to play baseball.
He played all over. By the way, that comment about being three, T-ball. T-ball starts at three? Is that a real thing?
I think Nico was four.
He started playing T-ball at three, and they had Astros uniforms.
They would all chase the ball everywhere.
Right.
That's what I remember.
And we figured out he was on eight different teams before he got drafted by the Atlanta Braves. So I guess the travel thing, there's some move around, you get bumped up. The guy's 17, 18 years old. He's already traveled all over the place.
And he is, he looks like he's been hitting the weights, and you're a little bit worried about that.
Well, I'm just a little bit worried about, I want him to be able to play center field the way that it looks like a Gold Glove center fielder can play. Look, here's the thing. I'm not worried now. I'm talking about 5 years from now. Because what is it we do say? If you have a tendency to be a little bit bigger in the legs and the butt, you have a tendency to be a little bit bigger in the legs and the butt. What do you do about that if you're playing a position like that, if your wheels are your business? Then I do get a little bit worried because 23 is one thing, Nick. 28, 29, 30 is something else. I do worry about it.
But you mature over time and your body's going to change.
Yes. You can't put on You know this, and I know this. You know, we can joke about Pablo Sandoval. I'm not talking about that type of weight. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being a Gold Glove center fielder. So you can push weight, but you better be doing all the other things, too. You know, the good news is this staff has them working pliability and all those types of things, the movement-resistant stuff that you have to have. I just get nervous.
What would happen if I went over there while they were working out? I said, let me give this a whirl. What would they say to me? The security guard would come over, right? He'd stop me.
Like, who are you asking? Nobody would say anything to you. You'd just be thrown out. Like, what do you think? They're going to talk about it?
That's what I'm saying. Who would throw me out? Somebody would say something.
Oh, no.
Threw me out. Would the yellow shirts come over and throw me out?
I'm going to tell you what's happened. They got a couple of real strength guys in there. So they're gonna walk up to you. They're still not going to say anything.
I haven't power cleaned in a while. Let me see how this whole thing works.
I don't think they're going to ask old man security guys, all of them here. And by the way, all look like great retirees, look like they enjoy coming to the ballpark. It's not going to be them. It's going to be the guys actually in the weight room. They're not calling over anybody that you've seen so far walking around this building.
Right.
What's the median age of the guys working here? And I say this respectfully because they're all very polite.
If I had to guess, I'd say 62.
I say a little bit higher. I think it's 65 plus.
Like the guy downstairs that was sizing me up as I walked in, I think he was profiling me.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I think
from
he was
the parking
doing.
Lot, it sounds like.
Because he was standing right at the door when I walked in. That guy was 70 if he was a day.
Yeah.
If I wanted to walk in, that guy wasn't stopping.
The guy down
here. Somebody else would have arrested me, but that guy wasn't stopping.
No, that's what I said when I was told your services are no longer needed at
the
WSB. Security guy Lou, who was about 70-something years old,
He looked like Asa, the guard at the bank, in Andy Griffith.
Right. What is he going to do? If I decide to pitch a fit, what is the one security guy at WSB going to do? Don't call him. Don't call anybody. I'm going to leave.
Hey, man, Domino, make this easy on both of us, will you, please?
You know, we were friends because that
please go quietly.
That's the guy that used to wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning when I didn't go home, when I went right to the studio from Buckhead. I swear to God, we had a relationship. I don't want to tell them that because I don't want to get him in trouble.
I think it's time to do some show prep, Domino.
Listen, all I'm saying is sometimes I wasn't alone, and he would say, okay, time to get up. He woke me up, and I didn't want to say that because I don't want to get in trouble. What was he going to turn on me and all of a sudden throw me out of the building?
Turn heel. I don't want to do this, but I have to. It's my job. It's not personal. Tyler Matzik and Chris Domino had a conversation earlier this morning. We'll hear it when we come back as we are here in Northport for one more day. Domino and Cellini on the home of the Braves. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com. And then call us for a free in-home consultation.